Days after he announced his candidacy online, Scott Walker made it official at a Green Bay plant that makes parts for heavy machinery. His campaign theme is Believe in Wisconsin Again.
Do you not believe in Wisconsin right now in light of your slogan?
I believe in the people. I believe in the employers. I don't believe that the governments lead us in the right direction. That's what I think people want. I think we have the core. One of the points I made in the speech is I don't believe the challenges we face are irreversible.
Walker wants to start by reversing policies backed by the current governor, Jim Doyle, who is widely believed to be leaning toward a third term. Walker says he'd push to do away with some taxes on businesses.
Combined reporting, as an example, cost Harley-Davidson $22.5 million. They have an impact on businesses like Procter & Gamble, which obviously employs people here in the Green Bay Area. They have an impact on Murphy Oil, which was proposing in the Superior area about a $6 billion expansion, 400-some jobs, permanently about 1,000 jobs. Murphy Oil is pulling back on that in part because combined reporting and the oil franchise tax together cost them about $2 million a year.
A spokesperson for Harley-Davidson told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that combined reporting was not directly responsible for impending layoffs. And the chair of the Brown County Democratic Party issued a statement calling Walker a Bush Republican and that he's financially devastated Milwaukee County. Walker cites his record there as his main qualifying factor, ahead of fellow Republican Mark Newman, who may also seek the governorship. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.